Welcome to Detoxing from the Matrix podcast, formerly known as Sobriety, where we talk all things awakening, ascension, consciousness, and the recovery of self, soul, and spirit from being strung out on the greatest drug of all, the external matrix. This podcast is a place for illuminating conversations that will take you from divided to divine, pain into purpose, and suffering to sovereignty, while we detox the fuck out of your mind, body, and soul from all those limited programs of separation, struggle, scarcity, and pain. I'm your host, Lindsay Caricardi, and this podcast is for all the rebel souls who seek to live deeply, authentically, and fully expressed as the divine badasses you are. Note: this episode was originally recorded when it was Sobriety Podcast and has been added here to Detoxing from the Matrix due to copyright issues on the name Sobriety. I have no affiliation with the trademarked Sobriety brand or method. Welcome, Divine Badasses, to another divine download of Sobriety Podcast. It's Lindsay here, your fellow seeker of truth, New Thought spiritual practitioner, master spiritual psychology coach, and New Thought minister and doctor of divinity in training. Welcome, welcome, welcome to today's episode where we are talking about the metaphysics of money, which I just love this conversation. Because metaphysics is where it's at. So it's interesting because before we take a moment and get centered, I had somebody sort of challenge me recently on social media saying that they didn't believe that metaphysics applied to the topic of money or financials. And I thought, well, wow, isn't this interesting? Because hell yeah, it does. And that is what we are here to break on down today in this conversation and in this divine download. So let's just take a moment, take a nice deep breath in, exhale it out. Just recognizing the profound awareness that is you. Recognizing the perfection of this moment that we get to spend together. Recognizing that there is no coincidence that you are listening to this. Recognizing that you are the power and the perfection of the divine and that your supply is inherent. Who you are is inherently divine. And I just see, I feel each and every one of you. And I declare that today is a day for miracles. I declare today is a day for expansion. Today is a day of prosperity, of magic, of knowing the fucking truth of who you are. So that is what I'm calling forth within each and every one of you. The consciousness of the truth of who you are, that part of you that has gone through life seeking and yearning and questioning and knowing that there is more to the story, the part of you that has looked at what you've been told is fact, is the way it is, and you have said, I know there's more. The seekers, that is the divine within you seeking expression. That is what I know to be true, and that is where we are calling forth today in this conversation. So welcome. In so much gratitude, I'm happy you are here. So the metaphysics of money. We really got to kind of look at metaphysics, the definition, right? And so metaphysics really comes down to being the science of things transcending what is physical or natural. The term itself, metaphysics, meta comes from the Greek meaning after, and metaphysics basically just came from the guy who was translating Aristotle's writings on metaphysics, and it was like, meant to be like what comes after physics, right? And we know physics is the study of what is in form. It's the study of movement and the reality of form, the physical world, physics. So metaphysics could technically be broken down as after physics, right? Transcending physics. What is beyond physics? That's how I like to see it. Like transcending what is physical or natural, because it's easy to study what we can see and feel with our senses. It's a little more challenging. And this is where people really get challenged on the metaphysical conversation. Well, I can't see it. Prove it. And I mean, there's plenty of things. Like, you guys can dive into all the quantum theory and the string theory and all the particle stuff and entangle. There are tons and tons and tons of sciences and experiments going on out there that are really getting into what is beyond what we can see just with our eyes, right? The deeper, 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 they're getting smaller and smaller and smaller and into the core more and more and more and more. So metaphysics is no different. Okay. So physics would study, say, the actual cash. In metaphysics, we are looking at studying the science of the flow, the energy, the vibration, the universal law. Right. And so many people see metaphysics as a, you know, study of supply because it gets into universal law. So I say, hell yes, it applies to money. Of course it applies to money because money is supply. Flat out. How could it be anything but that? Right. So the universal laws is the how of everything you seek to manifest, right? Everything you want to create. So everything physics wants to study has to be brought into form first through universal law. Even having an experience of being cashless is a perfect, precise unfoldment of universal law in your life, because as you think, so it is. Money is at the forefront of consciousness right now, which is why we're having this series on money, because money is evolving, as is our relationship to it, as is us as humans, right? Because up until recently, humanity has believed that money was something separate. We talked a lot about this in the last episode, that money was outside and it was to be accessed out there. So that was the inversion that so many of us have spent time living in. I know I did, right? I chased and chased and chased and worked myself to death back in the day as a bartender. So metaphysics, today's conversation, we're really going to break down the basis of how money energy flows or doesn't flow. Because it's time for you to understand some of these laws so that you can be the abundant as fuck and cash conscious badass that you were born to be. Every single one of you, we talked about it, we went deep on this in last episode, you are the source and the supply from within you. And when I started to understand these universal laws, also mentioned this in last week's episode, and I really understood cause and effect, that's when everything started to change for me. Okay, because I spent years trying to be in that, hustling it, faking it, forcing it. And here's the real talk, you guys. We're no longer, that world is crumbling. That paradigm is crumbling. Right? There's only one path forward, and it's alignment to the source within if you want the liberation. You can do whatever you want. You can choose the liberation or the suffering. But that old paradigm, it's crumbling. It's not going to work anymore. So when I really started to recognize that there is a law governing the flow of money, it changed everything. When I really started recognizing, first of all, that there was a law governing everything, it changed everything, but especially money, because that's what we're talking about today. So when I healed my trauma and I released my scarcity program in my subconscious mind, my life and my money flow started to get easier. It started to flow. It stopped being this toxic codependent relationship that I talked to you guys about last week. So if you're really seeking to shift, make this shift that I am sharing with you that I made into being the cash conscious creator of your experience in the realm of money, then here's what it takes, right? It takes understanding the law and how it works, which we're going to talk a little bit about today. It takes a releasing of limiting beliefs and your inverted codependent identities connected to money and supply. That is the detox. It takes a harmonization of the masculine and feminine within you, which happens through healing. It takes full body, fuck yes, faith in the divine supply from within you. Become so convinced that your divine supply comes from within you, that nothing changes your mind. Be unfuckwithable. Refuse to negotiate with anything other than the belief that your divine supply comes from within you. This is where we get into the first universal law we're going to talk about. Now, there's tons of universal law, you guys, 52. Today, we're talking about four of them because I want to give you guys a little taste. The law of cause and effect. Basically, the law of cause and effect boils down to the fact that if you don't recognize your inner consciousness of divine law as the infinite source of everything, That's the cause. The cash, which is the effect, cannot show up. So everything is cause and effect, right? If I punch a wall and I put my fist through it from anger, anger is the cause. Effect is the whole. I mean, I could look at it like my fist is the cause. The effect is the whole, right? But greater than that, there's then going to be other cause and effect. It's going to be this ripple effect of cause and effect, right? Maybe I break my hand. Maybe somebody gets upset with me. On and on and on it goes. On and on and on it goes. But the real first cause starts in your own mind. And are you creating from a place of reactivity or from the zero point or from pure inspiration? Right? You are the cause. So understanding this fully means you recognize that your bank account is the effect of your consciousness, not how hard you work, but your consciousness around money. Okay. Number two, the law of growth. The law of growth in its simplest form just states that there is a growth process. Right? Embodying new ways of being takes time. Just because the cash isn't coming in right away, that doesn't mean it's not coming. The law of growth reminds you that you are a seed, right? And trust the process just like you would trust a seed you planted. Like an acorn knows, has everything within itself to be the oak tree. You have everything within you to be abundant and prosperous. So if you're not demonstrating abundance and prosperity, it's not, the fault isn't outside of you. It's like a virus, if you will. When a computer's not working properly, there's a virus, there's faulty code. So the faulty coding is like the limited belief, the limited identity, the trauma, right? The rush. Because when we understand and we trust, right, if you know and you plant a seed and you know that you are doing whatever needs to be done to take care of that seed, and you know that seed knows how to become the plant, you're not going to question it. You're not going to doubt it. You're not going to be looking at it every day doubting it knows what it's doing, right? The oak tree doesn't doubt and question itself every day. It just grows into the oak tree and takes hundreds of years. So you, too, are in your period of growth, right? What prolongs the growth, what inverts the growth is when you question it and you doubt it and you get all caught up in your head and you evaluate it, right? So what if you could just trust the process? Number three, the universal law of compensation, also known as you reap what you sow. I mean, they kind of all are, right? Cause and effect, you reap what you sow. But specifically compensation, you must plant a seed and tend it to gain the harvest of it, right? You can't gain the harvest of the seeds if you haven't planted anything, if you haven't taken care of them, if you didn't water them. So give value, contribute in an aligned, authentic way. That doesn't necessarily mean you're working physically or doing manual labor, right? It doesn't mean you're just doing a job you hate for money. Right? But if you are bringing value, if you are contributing, you must be compensated. This is the law. So if you're not being compensated, it is because, again, there is a fault. There is a short in the wire. There is a disconnect of you receiving that. Maybe you don't recognize, right? Because if you don't recognize and understand that you being in your gift, in your magic, in your value, like you just being who you are, you bringing your art or your offerings or your teachings or whatever it might be, that is a contribution. Maybe your contribution is that you're taking care of your children or your family or your parents, or that you go and you work in a hospital, whatever it might be. It could be something. But here's the thing. If you're at a job and you hate it and you loathe it and it's sucking your soul dry, yes, you're receiving a paycheck because it's law, right? And law is precise. So yes, you're going to be compensated, but you're going to be compensated equally to what you believe the value is you're bringing. And if you can't see the value in what you do, well, then the spirit can't compensate you more than what you're willing to see. Does this land? Does this make sense for you? This is huge, you guys. It's law and it's precise. So if you want more supply, if you desire more supply, because you know more supply is going to be more expression, then go within, right? And expand your consciousness around what you really have to bring and offer, because don't minimize what it means to be an anchor point of truth and unconditional love. Don't minimize what it means for you to have unique insights or understandings or healing modalities or offerings or a book or a creation or a service, whatever it is. I can't stress this enough. Know it within yourself. Open up those give and receive channels so that you can receive the compensation, because I promised you, spirit is trying to give it to you, but it can only give it to you on the level you are ready, willing, and able to see it and accept it and receive it. Law number four for today, the law of mind, my favorite. As you think and believe, so you are. It all starts in mind, you guys. It all starts in mind. This is the physics beyond the physics. This is what comes after physics, that it all starts in mind. The creative process tells us that the way that we create into form is through the mind first, right? It's the demonstration from thought, from identity, through universal law, turning into form. So everything you see in the world first existed as an idea in mind. That's metaphysics 101. So as you think and believe, so you are. If you don't believe you are worthy or receiving, or you believe in scarcity, the physical world cannot reflect cash and prosperity back to you. It can't reflect back true abundance and prosperity if you believe in scarcity. So first you must believe in your mind. This was huge for me. I talked a lot about this in the last episode. Because it didn't matter if I had, $10,000 in my bank account or my bank account was negative. I was stressed out about money. So yes, I was allowing for some cash to come in because I was hustling it and I was doing my work, right? So it was like there was this little dribble coming in. There was this little bit of flow coming in. When I would get out of the way, a larger amount would come in, and then I would try to control it and make it happen again. And it wouldn't. And I would be frustrated and I would spiral all over again because I didn't believe that I was the creator. I didn't believe that I was the supply. I didn't believe that it's spirit that's actually responsible for all of it. My only responsibility was getting my mind right. I didn't know that. I didn't believe that. I thought I had to obsess about it. I thought I had to think about it. I thought that if I stopped worrying about it, I was going to be forgotten. Because this is where the trauma work comes in. Because I didn't believe my needs would be met if I was not actively manipulating reality to get them met. If I was not actively maneuvering myself, I thought I would just be overlooked, forgotten, and left to starve. So how could spirit meet my needs when I'm too busy try to drive that bus and micromanage that bus? It couldn't. I had to get the fuck out of the way and just get my mind right and believe in mind. And that we do through that faith in the divine supply, through spiritual practice, through the healing, the harmonization of that masculine and feminine, through the releasing of the limiting beliefs, the inverted codependent identities, right? That's the detox. That's the healing. So when you blend the healing and the revealing of truth and the release of trauma with understanding the law and how it works, as well as with spiritual practice, so that you have the full body fuck yes faith in that divine supply, that is when you become unstoppable, my friends. So in a nutshell today, the cause is that you must be the abundance you seek. You must know your divine supply. Then the effect will be cash and abundance can manifest in form easily and effortlessly. In a nutshell, stop overgiving from a place of unworthiness. Stop overworking from a place of scarcity. Stop seeking the wealth, the cash outside of you, and start seeking within you. In a nutshell, it's time for a money matrix consciousness detox. It is time to purge out, to release the limited beliefs, the scarcity identities, the trauma identities, the doubts around your needs being met. It is time to clean house in your own consciousness so you can be unreasonable in your insistence that you know your supply is from the divine within. Imagine being so unshakable in your knowing of your supply that nothing the government or the media or anyone says about money or recession or taxes or grocery prices or gas prices even fucking bats your, it's not even on your radar. You don't even bat an eyelid. People have asked me, holy crap, you guys went back to RV life when gas prices are over $4 a gallon all the way in most states and even in California, like $7 a gallon. And I say, yeah, because my supply is infinite. And I believe that wholeheartedly, right? I know that wholeheartedly. I have everything I need. And yeah, the first couple times I filled up the gas tank and it was like $200, I was like, I felt the squeeze a tiny little bit. And in the face of that squeeze, do you know what I did? I got even more adamant about my declaration and my belief that God is my supply, spirit is my supply. And it doesn't matter what Joe Biden or any other president does to gas prices, I have supply. The only person who supplies my supply is me and my direct relationship with the divine. If the entire money system fucking crashes, I have full faith that I will be provided for in whatever ways I need to be. And it ain't because I have thousands of dollars or gold bars or assets hoarded and hidden away somewhere. Nope. It's because I have a greater asset and a greater supply than anything in the physical world. And that supply is my relationship with the divine through my own consciousness and my understanding of how the law works and my full body, fuck yes, faith in the divine law and in the spirit. And that is what I'm here to offer you. That is what we are getting up to in the Money Matrix Consciousness Detox Mastermind that is kicking off soon. So if that is a conversation that lights you up and resonates with you, then yeah, I invite you. Come on, let's go. There are 8 spots open and you can come on and you can get in there. We could take this journey together because I know it is going to be transformational, expansive, and reality fucking warping for the 8 souls who come into this detox mastermind with me. I'm fired up, obviously. But anyway, so this was the metaphysics of money. If you are interested in the mastermind, just reach out to me. Send me an email. All the details for contact are below the podcast. You guys find me on social media. Today, what you can do is take these 4 laws, and I want you to really look at what you believe in mind. What do you truly believe in your mind when it comes to your relationship with money? Get brutally honest with yourself. Look at where you have given your power away to the number in your bank account. Get brutally honest and decide. Decide if you're done or decide if it's working for you. No matter what it is, I bless you. I hold you in love and I know the truth that you are divine and you can create anything you desire. And I know that your journey is unfolding perfectly for you to come into the knowing, the remembrance, the resurrection of who you truly are, which is spirit in form. And that is what I declare. And I know it is done. In my mind, it's done in divine mind. And you are metaphysics. You are money. You are divine supply. I love you. I will see you all in the next episode. See you on the socials. So much love. Go forth. Take that inventory of yourself. Get brutally honest. I love you guys, and I'll see you next time. Hey, Divine Badass. Thanks again for tuning in and being here on Detoxing from the Matrix, where we talk all things awakening, ascension, consciousness, and the recovery of self, soul, and spirit from being strung out on the greatest drug of all, the external matrix. If you know someone who would benefit from our illuminating conversations, please don't hesitate to share this podcast with a friend. And if you loved this episode or the podcast as a whole, don't forget to leave a review. It really helps spread the message and expand the collective.
Don't hesitate to connect with me over on the socials. You can find me all over the place at I Am Linz Caricardi. I've really been having a blast over on TikTok with some great content and conversations. You can also find me on IG or in my Facebook community, The Money Matrix Detox. Be sure to check out the links below in the description for all the connections on social media, other ways we can connect, some free gifts and resources that will support your own awakening ascension, as well as ways that we can work together.